program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. For the last 2 days, our thoughts have been directed toward the line of talking about something that is very unseemly, yet something that is talked about and warned about in the Bible. We're talking about the awful sin of sodomy, sodomites, and how that God sent fire and brimstone down upon those cities long ago, and we can see his thoughts for time and eternity concerning such an unnatural practice. When God created Adam and Eve, he did not create Adam and Steve. He created us male and female. The devil has been working at undoing this situation to confuse what God has done. Yes, the Bible has something to say about this, and I think we need not be led away by our ignorance of morals and ethics today when men speak about gay rights. There's no gay rights for men who are totally in the wrong in the most depraved sort of way. And it's weary to read the newspaper from day to day, and just the same old story, child perversion here, child perversion there, and men would speak of their gay rights. In Romans chapter 1, we find reference made to the Gentiles who one time had worshipped the God of heaven. And we read there in verse 21, says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And they professed themselves to be wise, and Paul says they were fools. And they began to make idols. And we find in verse 24 that God gave them up. It says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their bodies between themselves. God gave them up. Verse 26, and for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one to another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was rent. God gave them up. In other words, God gave up on them when they did these awful things. And thus, verse 28 again, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do these things, those things which are not proper. And then he goes on to talk about other sins there. And then he says in verse 32, says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure or give their approval in those that do them. I tell you, that's a wide-sweeping indictment. Paul here condemns this sin as depraved, unnatural, and it is done by people who have forsaken God, and God has given them up. And he not only says they are worthy of death, that's what the law said, and of course there is eternal judgment coming, and eternal separation from God, this eternal death. And he says not only are they worthy of death here who commit such things, but he says they who have pleasure in them that do them. In other words, this word means here they who allow or consent or be pleased with. That's how the same word is translated elsewhere. They give their approval of that. And so those who would try to justify the gay rights movement, what an indictment the Word of God brings against them. Do we believe God's Word or not? What do we have to say about that? Yes, God loves people who have this perverted problem, just like he loves everybody else. But he came to save us from our sins, not in our sins. And that's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning here with verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. What's he talking about? Homosexuality. But he says in verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Such were some of them. They had repented. They had got their act cleaned up, and they were living for God now. This is what God says about homosexuality. Thank you for listening today.